How do you do would be by way of saying it.
You say come again or come back again?
Come back again, I'd say.
And the greeting, we pronounce the greeting at Christmas time.
Merry Christmas.
And at New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Do you ever hear anybody around here among the older people say Christmas gift or New Year's gift?
No, only Christmas gift. Christmas GIF. Old fellow used to draw this cartoon Hambone. He was a native Kentuckian. I think he was. He just died here not too many years back. He used to run a little cartoon Hambone in the paper all the time. What was his name now? Or has it been a number of years ago that he died? And we run a column in our paper here looking backward 25 and 50 years, and I think they commented in that about his death. It happened to be on that particular day that the column ran. But that's the only time I've ever heard that Christmas gift, and I think it's typically darky. They came up to the master and they said Christmas gift, and it implied that they were asking for something from the master.
That's the implication of it. Well, what about you go into a store and you look at something and the price is too high for you to buy it, so you say, I don't think I'll buy that because it does what? What too much?
You want too much for that.
Well, it what too much?
It costs too much.
The past tense of knit, would you say knit or knitted?
I'd say knitted.
Then there's not much use to go hunting because the game is
pretty scarce.
If it's time for a bill to be paid, you say the bill is due.
Bill is due.
And the regular payments you have to make to the organization you belong to are your what?
Your bills or your payments?
Well, this is a club, say. Have you paid your what yet?
Oh, have you paid your dues?
Yeah. Would you say he pleaded guilty or he pled guilty?
I'd say he pled guilty.
Then you run out of sugar, so you go next door to what?
To borrow a cup of sugar.
Then what do you call it? Illinois Christmas, and it snowed, and the kids said, well, let's get our sled and go out.
Go sleigh riding.
Well, they want to get their sled and go out belly busting. Is that what you...
No, they say coasting, and in coasting, and you'd go down the hill in different fashions, and one way to go down the hill, you go down belly whopper. So you go down stomach first on the sled. That's belly whopper to me.
If you get down on the floor and turn a flip, you turn a what? Another way of saying flip.
A somersault. Some and people say tumble salts. You ever hear that?
I don't. Yes, I guess I have.
Kids usually say that, tumble salts.
You say, how did you get across the river? You didn't have a boat.
I swam.
He got on the board and he what into the water?
He dived in.
And he hit his head on the rock and he was... If he died in the water, he was...
He was drowned.
He did what up a tree?
Well, he shinnied up or climbed up.
He has often